USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's not a political statement. It's a patriotic duty.
President-elect Joe Biden speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, asking Americans to mask up for the first 100 days of his administration. Biden saying things are going to get worse before they get better.
We have to anticipate that the infections over the holidays will produce soaring cases counts in January and soaring death tolls into February.
The Senate will gavel in on Wednesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. On the Senate floor Tuesday, Senator Bernie Sanders continued his push for a bill that will give Americans a $2,000 stimulus check.
The working class of this country today faces more economic desperation than at any time since the Great Depression of the 1930s.
Sanders and President Trump agreeing on one thing for a change. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The CDC issuing new guidance for when people with underlying health conditions can receive a COVID-19 vaccine. They say any vaccine that has been approved by the FDA may be administered to people with underlying medical conditions as long as they don't have a severe allergic reaction to any of the ingredients in the drug. Rollout of the vaccine has been less than stellar in some states, to which Ajit Jha tells ABC's Good Morning America.
The issue here in my mind is twofold. There's a little bit of getting the vaccines to states, but the biggest problem is getting the vaccines from the states into people's arms. There's a lot of steps, and there just hasn't been much planning. There hasn't been much investment.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris is getting vaccinated against the coronavirus.
Okay, let's do it. I'm ready. That was easy. Thank you. I sincerely felt it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The FBI is still looking to find a motive for the Nashville bombing.
Investigators in Nashville are working to piece together the final days of the man who committed suicide in the RV explosion on Christmas Day. Former FBI profiler Clint Van Zandt says investigators are looking at as many details about the bomber's life as they can and tells CNBC that they should be able to put together a picture of his motives as they learn more about him.
We know that he's given things away. He gave a car away. He gave two different houses away. We know that perhaps he told one person, an ex-girlfriend, that maybe he had cancer. All of these things come together of an individual who is getting his life in order. And even in something what appears crazy to many of us like this, there is always order and chaos. And I think we'll be able to understand the order in this. And was it a conspiracy theory that he had harbored concerning 5G and the virus, things like this? These are things that will come out in the FBI's search. And as they weave this tapestry together, we'll be able to see this picture of this extremely challenged man.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The college bowl season continues on Tuesday with Colorado playing Texas in the Alamo Bowl. Kickoff set for just after 8 o'clock Central Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.